Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, may you hide it in our heart. Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. I was thinking of this scripture. Actually, I hadn't thought of it in a while, and a friend of mine brought it to mind. He's been here, the head of the prayer furnace in Birmingham, Paul Hughes, great guy. Real lot of passion for the Lord. They just, you know, real godly man. And he's been on the front lines a lot for civil and social justice, for years. And if you want to go and listen to some of his YouTube words, he's really good. And he's really, godly man. He's there for, you know, reconciliation and healing and just in a real godly manner. And he's got a real funny story. The guy named Jared, too. Jared spoke at our youth conference. Jared is, I think his father was African-American, his mother's Mexican. Real passionate guy, if y'all remember him. He just really loves the Lord and prays. But he and Paul Hughes and two Native American women went down yesterday just to be a part of everything that's going on and just to, you know, bring just the presence of God. And they thought they went to this one rally. And Jared got up and started preaching the gospel. And these other ladies stepped in and started in their native tongue talking about Jesus and the gospel. And it was a totally secular group. It wasn't a Christian group they thought they were with. And he was just saying how God really used that. And they ended up being a really good thing. A lady got up and said, "Wow, that was amazing." And he was using the scripture the other day. Out of Luke. So Jesus, the days were approaching for his ascension. He was determined to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, and they went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make arrangements for him. But they did not receive him because he was traveling toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you not want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" So they were going through a Samaritan city. You know, there's a lot of clash between the Jews and Samaritans. And as a matter of fact, a Jewish person wouldn't go that way because, you know, you're wasn't facing Jerusalem and going in the right way, you know. And so, you know, James and John said, "Hey, you want us to call down fire from heaven?" And they were thinking of Elijah in the Old Testament. You know, when he called down fire, was it Elijah or Elisha that called down fire? Elijah, yeah. Call down fire and, you know, the 400 prophets of Baal and, you know, and then Jesus, it says here, he rebuked them and said, "You do not know what spirit you're of," right? This is what he was saying, y'all, this is not the spirit of the Lord to do this. And Paul said one thing that really got me thinking and just praying, is that no matter what you're part of, know the spirit behind it, right? 1 John chapter 4 says there are many antichrist spirits that are going out into the world. And so those spirits are here today. You know, they're antichrist. And many antichrist spirits will cloak itself as being Christ, but not him. But we as believers have got to know the spirit behind anything. And he was saying, you know, whatever you want to be a part of or any kind of protest or whatever, know, discern the spirit behind it. You know, ask the Holy Spirit to show you, because I know a person that I'm friends with, and they were writing some stuff on Facebook, and I quit looking at it a few days ago and quit reading the media. You know, it'll just throw you into a hopelessness and despair. And just, Lord, I want to see your perspective. I want to hear what you're saying about things. You know, I want to know what your spirit is saying to me. But he used the scripture just to slam people all the time. Like, you know, Jesus, when he said to the Pharisees, "You brood of vipers," you know, he was kind of using that, rebuking all churches and Christians and stuff like that. And the Lord spoke to me that day and said, this is what an antichrist spirit. They're fueled on anger and rage, you know, all these kind of things. That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? And but anyway, I was thinking, these particular scriptures, which I really love, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, end of chapter 1 and 2. Verse 30 of 1 Corinthians 1 says, "But by His doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification," or the holiness, or being set apart, and redemption. Jesus became. I was thinking of James chapter 1, you know, those famous scriptures we read all the time. "You'll consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials and tribulations." And part of their trials and tribulations was within their day a lot of persecution, you know, against Christians, against the church and everything. And right after that, "to consider it all joy," and he says in verse 5, "But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God," right? Saying in the midst of this, in the midst of whatever you're going through, you're considering all joy, that God is in control, He's sovereign, the gates of hell will not prevail against His church and what He's going to do on the earth. Ask the Lord for wisdom, right? Walk in godly wisdom. Walk in and He'll give it to you, right? Because Scripture tells us to walk in the Spirit, not run in the Spirit, right? This is how you know whether the enemy's in something or God's in something. The enemy will make you run and react. God will make you walk and trust, right? And because He really wants us to know whether it's Him. But on down in verse 2, this is just always encouraging words. "We do not speak of wisdom among those who are mature, yet a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages of glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Just as it is written, things which the eye has not seen or ear heard, which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him." What a great scripture. "For to us, God revealed them through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among you knows the thoughts of a man, except the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Which things we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those things taught by the Holy Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts and spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised or examined. But he who is spiritual examines all things, yet he himself is appraised by no person. For it is known the mind of the Lord that he would instruct him, but we all have the mind of Christ," right? In Colossians chapter 2, it says that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And y'all, we have that within us. Jesus Christ Himself, we hear that all the time, and His life within us. And the Holy Spirit's job, you hear me say this all the time, probably get tired of hearing me say it, the Holy Spirit's job is to make the things of God real to you, to make Jesus real to you. To take, it says, the very thoughts of God, the mind of Christ, and make them real to us and in our spirit. So that encourages me, right? Because we can discern and we can know through the Holy Spirit, discernment of spirits, to know the spirit behind something, right? And what the thoughts, what God is saying about something, you know, to hear His thoughts and to, y'all, it's just so easy, right, when you hear stories or see things to react. And my prayer has been, you know, God, let this drive us to hear You, to Your feet. And I want to hear good news. I want to hear the gospel. I want to hear what You're doing. And there are so many stories out there of what God is doing. In Minneapolis, where the place where that horrific event took place, there's been like revival breaking out there. They're not showing that on the news, though. There's just people there. They're getting saved. They're getting filled with the Holy Spirit. They're getting healed. Just a huge crowd where God is just being glorified there, using a very tragic situation to bring healing and the best kind that can come. So I just want to encourage you that really good things are going on out there. But for us, walk in wisdom. Hear God, right? Be careful what we post. Be careful what we pay attention to, right? That you all have, that you can all hear personally the thoughts of what God is thinking about a situation. Ask Him, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing here? Lord, we want to be in alignment with you. We want to walk in love. And one way you can know is the fruit of the Spirit coming forth in every situation.